In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. Let the children come to me. So in the beginning of today's Gospel, the Gospel reading is just what I've read before talking to you now. So in the beginning of today's Gospel reading, we heard our Lord Jesus Christ saying, "The one who wants to follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Now, do you have any idea what it means to take up our cross? Did you cross yourself today when you came to church? Did you cross yourself? How do you cross yourself? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Do you know why we cross ourselves like this? Yes, you're getting close. You're getting close because when we say in the first of all, this is a way of taking upon us the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who wants to follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. We take the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ on our body. We mark our body with the cross of the Lord. And we hold the fingers like this. Why? You remember? Why do we hold the fingers like this? You know?
Isn't it because like when you pray there, one finger is Father, one finger is Son, and one finger is Holy Spirit?
Very good. Yes, we hold these three fingers like this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We'll talk about the Holy Trinity next Sunday. But for now, I want you to keep in mind that we hold this finger like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And why do we hold these fingers like this?
It's fully man and fully God.
Because of the two natures of Christ, to remind us that our Lord Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man, and also because they also say that these two fingers stand for Adam and Eve, who are bowing down in front of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And together with them, together with Adam and Eve, who are Adam and Eve?
The first people,
yeah, our ancestors. You know, all humanity came out of Adam and Eve. So together with them, all of us are worshiping the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we put our three fingers, firstly, at the forehead. What? And we say in the name of the Father. Why we do that?
Because he's a Father.
Because God the Father is in heaven. Did he come down to earth?
No.
No, he didn't. He's in heaven. That's why our hand goes up in heaven. In the name of the Father, at the forehead. And of the Son. And we go all the way down to our belly, to our tummy. You know why? Where did Mary have Jesus?
In her tummy.
In her tummy. She had Jesus in her tummy. And as Jesus was in her tummy, we want Jesus to come to be in us, to be Theotokos, to be God bearers, to have God within us, as Mary had God within us. And that's why we say, in the name of the Father and of the Son, who came and dwelt within Mary, and we want him to come and to dwell, to be within us. Do you want Jesus Christ to be within you?
Yes.
Why? What did we say last Sunday? Why do we want to become one with Jesus Christ? Why?
There are relationships.
And why is it important to have a relationship with him?
He can guide us.
He can guide us. What else? What else? What did we say last Sunday? That He is the one who, the meaning of the letters on. Do you remember the meaning of the letters on? On. Not Jesus Christos. Not Jesus Christos, but on. The one who is. The one who exists. It is very, very important, as Yonut said, you know, to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, to have Jesus Christ within us, because He is the one who has life. Without Him, we are going to die. If we have Him within us, we'll live forever. That's why it is very, very important to have Jesus Christ within us, to give us eternal life. So that's why we say, and of the Son who came down to earth, who became one with us, and we want Him to be within us. And of the Holy Spirit. From the right to the left, we say, and from the in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Why do we say and of the Holy Spirit? And we cross our, we do this. Do you have any idea?
He's the Holy Spirit,
the third person of the Holy Trinity. And what did the Holy Spirit do? He
gave spirit.
He gave life. He gave life at the beginning of the creation. We'll talk about this next Sunday, how the Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the water and He was giving life to the water at the beginning of creation. And the Holy Spirit gave life. And He preached the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ from one end to the other of the world. Therefore, we cross ourselves like the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know that our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross. On those vertical and horizontal beam, we take the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ with a meaning. And we mark our body with the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. So do you want to take the cross of the Lord upon you?
Yes.
Another recommendation that I have to you, that I have for you, is when you cross yourself, to cross yourself with respect. Hold your fingers like this very seriously. Cross yourself slowly and respectfully. We are dealing here with the Almighty God. We are taking upon us the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't do it in a hurry. We do it with respect. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's cross ourselves together, saying, glory to the Father, and to the Son. No. All of us together. One of you did not. Okay. Ready? The fingers. Ready, everybody? Together. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. Thank you very much. Many times in life we lose wonderful opportunities. We lose the opportunity to get into very meaningful relationships. We lose the opportunity maybe to be promoted in a better position in our career. We lose opportunities because we don't know to deny ourselves. Any relationship requires sacrifice. Any new and resurrected life, any higher position in any aspect of life requires a sacrifice. Requires our self-denial. Everybody knows that great leaders made big sacrifices and are making big sacrifices every day. We cannot experience a new and resurrected life without denying ourselves and our pleasures first. We cannot be good husbands, good wives. We cannot be good parents. We cannot be good students. We cannot be good doctors, lawyers, you name it. Without denying ourselves and our pleasures. Last Sunday, we talked about God's love towards everything that He created and towards us, starting from that verse in the Gospel of John. So God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son so that whoever believes in Him will not perish but will have everlasting life. We talked about God's infinite love for everything that He created. As we say in the Holy Liturgy, He brought us into being out of nothing, and when we fell, He raised us up again. He did not cease doing everything until He led us to heaven and granted us His kingdom to come. I really like, you know, these two sentences in this prayer, how He did not cease doing everything until He led us to heaven and granted us His kingdom to come. And today, we heard our Lord Jesus Christ telling us, telling His disciples, and telling all of us who want to be His disciples, the one who wants to follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. In the Orthodox Church, we have a beautiful tradition. When somebody is baptized, at the end of the baptismal service, the newly baptized person is given a cross, a pectoral cross. And then the priest takes the cross, at least, you know, that's how I like to do it. And I like, you know, to put the cross on that person, around the neck of that person, like a medal. And they tell the person, take up your cross daily and follow our Lord Jesus Christ. I do this on that day because that's the day when we are called to take up our cross, to deny ourselves, to take up the cross, and to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the day when we become, each of us, when we are baptized, became the bride of Christ. That is the day when we came to Christ naked, helpless. Many of us as babies, helpless babies, we came to our Lord Jesus Christ and we said, here I am. I'm ready to be all yours. Then on the same day, we declared, I join myself to Christ. Before being baptized, we were asked, do you join yourself to Christ? And we answered, I do join myself to Christ. That was the day when we joined ourselves with Christ. And that was also the day when we died to ourselves and were resurrected to a new life. You know, the devil really fools us around. And so many times, you know, we let ourselves, you know, fooled by the devil. You know, so many people think, you know, the baptism is a family event. It is something cute, you know, we bring that baby to church, you know, and it is so cute, you know, we put the baby in the water. Did the baby cry? No, he didn't cry. He did so well, he didn't cry. It's not about that. It's not about that. It is about death and resurrection. When we bring our baby to church to be baptized, we bring our child to offer our child to God and to say, here I am with my family, like Stephanas, like so many people, like Cornelius in the book of Acts, and Stephanas, you know, like the Philippian jailer who baptized his whole family. Here I am with my whole family, and I offer this precious baby of mine, I offer him or her to you. To die to this life and to be resurrected to a new life with you. Baptism is death and resurrection with Christ. The baptismal font, the baptismal font is a tomb and a womb for a new life. In baptism, when we are immersed in water, we die to ourselves to be resurrected to a new life in Christ and with Christ. After being baptized, after being taken out of the water, we start a dance. Our beloved bridegroom asked us, "Do you want to dance with me, my beloved bride?" And we say, "I do." After being taken out of the water, we are dressed into that white robe, into the white robe of righteousness. And then the bridegroom takes us to this dance, and we dance around the gospel book with our bridegroom, and we start our life together. And when it is about dance, what does a couple need to have a beautiful dance? When a couple dances, you know, sometimes, you know, you see a couple dancing, then you see that they are not doing very well. And another couple is just, you know, like floating. What's the difference? What's making the difference between a beautiful dance of a couple and not a such beautiful dance of a couple? What do you think? What's making the difference?
Holy Spirit.
Hmm? Holy Spirit. No, I'm talking about dance, you know, how do you call it, at Glendy or whatever, you know? Normal dance, between a bride and a bridegroom.
Practice,
that's a very good one. What else?
Athamari. Athamari.
What's that?
Dance studio.
Oh, okay. What do you think it takes for a couple to have a beautiful dance and not to step on each other's toes?
Music.
Great. Music, good music. Synchronicity. To move together at the same time. If one moves earlier and the other one later, you know, and they step on each other's toes, they're not going to have a beautiful dance. This is what we are called to also to have, you know, in our dance with Jesus Christ. And that's why we have that dance around the gospel book immediately after we are taken out of the water and we are given the white baptismal robe. And we are called to have a dance in synchronicity. And the bridegroom leads the dance and the bride follows the dance. Is that not the case? Or at least it should be the case. So we start this dance with our Lord Jesus Christ and we follow him and we try not to make the same steps always in life so that we have a beautiful dance for the rest of our life in synchronicity. If we don't follow him, if we try to make our own steps, we're going to end up with not such a beautiful dance and we're going to suffer. We dance around the gospel book because from that day on we declare that the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ will be the center of our life. Nothing else. The gospel of Jesus Christ will be the center of my life. Now, let us ask ourselves today, am I really following the Lord Jesus Christ in this dance? Am I really following his steps in this dance that I'm trying to have with him? Do I really have the gospel of Jesus Christ as the center of my life? Or do I have something else as the center of my life? Do I really spend more time with our Lord Jesus Christ, with my beloved bridegroom, or I spend more time to satisfy myself and my pleasures? Do I really spend more money to satisfy myself and my pleasures, or I spend more money to give glory to God and to do his mission, to proclaim his gospel in the world? Let us ask ourselves these questions, because this will tell us if we are loving brides or we just pretend to be loving brides. And I think, you know, this is the beauty of love. There is always room for improvement because love is infinite. And when we think that we got into a deep loving relationship, when we think, you know, that I'm doing so well, I really love Christ, we realize, you know, 5 years later that I didn't really know what love was 5 years ago. Is it not the same in our marriages? When we get married, we think, oh, I really love this girl. or this man. And 10 years later, hopefully we have a deeper love and respect. And we realize that, you know what, 10 years ago, I didn't really know what love was. I have a better idea now, and thank God I have a better idea because I spend more time, I'm more together with my beloved one now than 10 years ago. It's the same in our relationship with Christ. We are called to grow daily and to get into a deeper and deeper and deeper relationship with Him. And we really become one with Him. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.